Good morning, True North. It's Wednesday, May 13th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 23rd episode of True North Daily. Quick announcement before we do start the pod. If you didn't know, we held our first sync meeting last night, where we detailed our plans for slowly reopening our church alongside the county and state. If you weren't able to tune in, the recording is now available on YouTube, and that will be up on our social media outlets by the end of the day. And also, if you haven't had the opportunity and you attend our church, it would be amazing if you could fill out a survey, just a quick survey on how you're doing and how church is for you. And that again is available on our website and social media outlets. You know, I've been handling the lockdown mentally pretty good for the past couple months, but yesterday I felt like I finally reached my breaking point. My son was screaming for his iPad, my daughter had kept me up all night, and you know, just watching the news and hearing depressing story after story after story, I just felt done. And if I'm honest, I have it pretty good. I know others that have lost jobs and even some that have lost family members from COVID and not even been able to see them on their deathbed due to infection. And as we turn to the news, we see people just at the brink of breaking down and even protesting, as wise or as unwise that may be, because they just had enough of this lockdown. And for you, no matter what's going on in your life, I think we're all at the brink. We're all at a point where we need to find endurance. Look, I don't know when this lockdown will end, and from everything I'm reading, it could go on for months and maybe even a year or maybe even longer. And given that, well, how can we find endurance for this lockdown and this global pandemic and ultimately for life that comes at us relentlessly? Well, Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2 gives us a peculiar piece of advice to find endurance. The author writes, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." There's a lot to unpack in these verses, but this morning I just want to take a closer look at endurance. How can we find the endurance that the author of Hebrew says is possible in Jesus? And for so long, I think we've been taught to endure life with our hands, with our accomplishments, with our work ethic. You know, I remember whenever my Korean immigrant father would ever catch a whiff of a complaint from my brother and myself, he would always first launch into a history lesson of how he had to walk 10 miles in the snow to get to school. And then he'd always end with the same saying with me every time, "Grab a straw, suck it up, there are no free lunches in this world." And a part of me is thankful for what he imparted. I mean, he endured so much for the sake of our family's livelihood that will dwarf my own hardship that I ever face. I mean, that was his gift and sacrifice to my brother and myself. And a part of me thanks him for that type of thinking, as it strengthened my own life when I've experienced hardship, when I've needed endurance. But yet, that type of endurance also calloused my father. It left him jaded with the world, skeptical that every customer service rep was out to get his money. And to me, when I saw that, I thought, oh, this is what endurance looks like. And even now, when I look back at our own relationship with my father, I've seen how calloused that was, so emotionally distant. And I'm not blaming him at all. It's completely understandable for someone coming into a foreign culture to carry that type of thinking. It's probably even needed. But as I've grown older, and now I've given my father grandchildren, I've seen a different side of him that I've never seen before. That he is emotional, that he does show joy, and that he can say, "I love you." And I wonder to myself, well, is this endurance that was taught to me worth it? And that's the type of endurance many of us also carry, including myself at times. That if life sucks, it's me against the world, and the way I'll endure is to fight, to work, to earn, to claw my way out of whatever hole I'm in. The problem is, well, you may succeed with getting by, but when you take a deeper look inside your soul, It's calloused. It's exhausted. It's jaded. And the endurance the author of Hebrew offers seems to be so different. In verse 3 of the same stanza that we read, he continues his thought by stating, "Well, the endurance I give you, I give it to you so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Then what is the secret? I think it's this, that our endurance in Christ does not come from our hands, but rather our eyes, that we obtain it by sight. The author again writes in verse 1 to 2, "Let us run with endurance by," not by earning our way to Jesus, not by working our way to Jesus, by looking to Jesus. Endurance that fuels the soul comes not by working harder, but ultimately from hope. As Nietzsche would coin, once you find your why in life, you can bear almost anyhow. And so often we endure life by trying to obtain more. You know, maybe it's work, maybe it's money, maybe it's success, etc., etc., the regular hoopla that we all know. And we never take time to reflect. And how can we endure by finding purpose, by finding a meaning behind my salary, by finding a purpose behind my vocation, behind my children, behind my spouse? David Brooks puts it best when he writes, "People are much stronger than they think they are when in pursuit of their telos, their purpose for living. We are all fragile when we don't know what our purpose is. We feel like a swimmer in an ocean with no edge. People are really tough only after they have taken a leap of faith for some truth or mission or love. Once they've done that, they can withstand a lot." What David Brooks is saying is, endurance, being tough, getting by life without losing your soul, can only be found by finding a purpose or hope that's greater than yourself. And what the author of Hebrews tells us is, you can find that on the cross. You see, on the cross, what Christ as our Savior tells us is, "Your hands cannot obtain me. In matter of fact, they are the reason why I'm nailed to this tree." Instead, the only way the cross works is by simply looking to it, setting our eyes upon our bloodied Savior to see the infinite amount of love, grace, and power given to us there. And that's how I think we can endure this lockdown. I remember reading a piece, whether on the New York Times or Atlantic, how it told us during this lockdown, we should make use of our time to find more interest, to learn more, to do more. But when we do that, we know it'll only add more weariness to our soul. The only way we can endure this lockdown or any difficulty or crisis in our life is by setting our eyes upon Christ. By using the spare time that we have to remind ourselves how much love is given to us on that cross, and that whatever happens, even death, it cannot take that away from us. We can rest in that love and ultimately endure this life. Let's pray. Lord, as we're people desperate to endure, to find toughness, to find some sort of way to get by, allow us to stop looking to our hands, but looking to you. Allow us to endure not by working our way to some sort of toughness, but by looking to the Savior who has given us an infinite amount of love on the cross. Allow that to fuel not only us during this pandemic and lockdown, but for the life to come even after. We thank you for that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.